The news of the American attack that killed a top general in Iran is historic and could be a game changer for politics in the Mideast. We're going to look at the death of General Qasem Soleimani from several angles on the show today. And we start with the world's Shirin Jafari, who's been following the story since the first alerts came from Baghdad last night, East Coast time. Shirin, what is the latest about General Soleimani's death? What do we know?
Well, the Pentagon says he was killed in an American drone strike in Baghdad. Qasem Soleimani had arrived at Baghdad airport last night. He got into a car with several other people, including a guy called Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis. He was the leader of a prominent Shia militia group in Iraq. And as their car left the airport, it was hit and all of the passengers died as a result. We've seen photos of the scene online, and in one of them, there's a severed hand, which is believed to be Soleimani's because he's wearing his signature ring, which has a big red stone on it.
Why did the U.S. go after Soleimani? And why was Soleimani, this Iranian commander, in Iraq in the first place?
So the U.S. has for a long time considered Qasem Soleimani as an enemy. The Pentagon has said in its statement that Soleimani and his supporters were responsible for the death and injury of hundreds of American and coalition forces, mostly in Iraq. In 2011, the U.S. Treasury put sanctions on Soleimani because it said he was involved in a plot to assassinate the Saudi ambassador to the U.S., and he was planning to do that on U.S. soil. So it's fair to say that he was on the American government's radar for a while.
Now, Soleimani was a general in Iran's military, but my understanding is his status really went beyond that of a top military commander, right?
Absolutely. Qasem Soleimani was probably the most powerful military leader in Iran. He was 62 years old and he was the head of what's known as the Quds Force. That's an elite unit that operates outside of Iran's borders. And because of that, Soleimani had a lot of influence, not just in Iran, but also in places like Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Gaza, and even with the Palestinians. But again, as far as the U.S. officials are concerned, Soleimani was really an international terrorist. Here is some of what Senator Mitch McConnell had to say about him today.
The architect and chief engineer for the world's most active state sponsor of terrorism has been removed.
Shirin, this has to be a serious blow to Iran's military. Why was Soleimani so influential in Iran?
I mean, his military career began in the Iran-Iraq War in the 1980s. He fought against Saddam Hussein's forces, and he was seen as a fearless and heroic figure. After the war, he found his way into influential circles in the Iranian establishment. And more recently, Soleimani organized Shia militia groups in places like Iraq and Syria who fought and helped defeat ISIS.
The world's Shirin Jafari, thanks very much for bringing us up to speed on this.
You're welcome, Marco.